Anxiety is my topic for tonight. Not that any of us have anxiety in our lives. You know, I suppose a certain level of anxiety is just part of living. It's just there. We're on this side of eternity. We're humans. We're going to have anxiety. I've never met the person, even in the family of God, who is completely carefree. Doesn't worry about anything. It's just not. I've not met that person. Maybe you have, but I haven't. Do you worry at times? You get stressed out? Oh, boy. Well, I'm sure we're not the first ones to struggle with it. It seems like if you're looking for that as you read through the Bible, almost every page of Scripture has something to say about anxiety. Philippians 3:1, for example, Paul says, writing to one of his favorite churches, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." He had talked about a whole bunch of things, and he said, "Finally, in other words, because of everything I've already written to you, rejoice in the Lord. Don't let it stress you out. Don't just rejoice." Now, you know, I don't know that there's a command that's harder to obey all the time. All the time. I don't know what it is. I really don't. Humanly speaking, a lot of times we don't have a lot to rejoice about. We really don't. Now, you know, personally, physical effects of aging, health, family worries, jobs of my kids and grandkids and friends and family. I mean, you think about the economy. You think about the increasing secularism that surrounds us. The spiritual apathy that's there. And I'm ready to cry thinking about it standing here. How do you rejoice with all of that going on? How do you do it? Well, I don't think you can. On the face of it. I think if you try to face up to the economy, to secularism, to spiritual apathy, to aging, to health concerns, family concerns, and job concerns, and bills, and it's going to beat you down. I think that's why Paul put that little prepositional phrase, "in the Lord." Philippians 3:1, I just quoted it, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Romans 5 and verse number 11, he takes it just a little farther. He says we're to rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The truth is, if you want to handle anxiety in your life, you've got to look at it through the lens of God's sovereign will. If you're looking at it out of your own eyes and looking at your own problems and your own, the molehill becomes a mountain, and the mountain becomes a whole mountain range. But if we look at it through God's eyes, look at it through God's lens, if you will. I mean, if you're a disciple of Jesus, He has saved you. And He has promised you He'll help you to work through to accomplish His will. He's promised us that. Now, do I have all the answers? No. Can I answer all of the whys? Absolutely not. I mean, I sat there and watched Violet bearing her second child. And I thought, I just can't imagine the pain of bearing your second child, your first child. But just, why? Why? I have no idea why God allows some things to happen. Why God allows some things to go on around us. But I do know, if I take my eyes off of Him, I've noticed that my stress and my anxiety levels increase tremendously. Tremendously. So for tonight's devotional thought, what I want to do is to encourage you. Whatever's going on in your life right now, whatever it is in and within each one of us, it's different. Whether it's internal problems or whether it's external problems, commit it to the Lord. Look at it through His eyes. Know that He will help. And know that He wants us to rejoice in Him today. He's not telling us, you'll rejoice when you reach heaven. We know that's true. He wants us to rejoice today. But oh my, how easily we can get wrapped up and forget all of those admonitions to rejoice in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. When your anxieties start to grow, and they will, stop and say, am I looking at this through God's eyes and through God's strength, or am I looking at it through my eyes and what I can do? Because Satan will beat you. He's stronger than you are. And nothing he likes more than for you to try to take him on. But nothing he likes less than for you to say, Satan, get out of my life. I'm letting God take care of this. I am giving it to him. I'll do all I can, but I'm giving it to him to worry about. See if your anxiety doesn't get better. See if you don't rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. Will you pray with me? Our dear God and our dear Father, we so much need your help. And Father, so many times we take our eyes off of you and look at our problems as our problems, instead of looking at it as problems that you and we are working on together. Father, we know you are all powerful. We know you are the winner in every battle with Satan. Help us, Father, to focus on you. Help us to focus on your Son. Help us, Father, to use the strength that you give us through the church, through your word, through prayer. Bless us, Father, as we leave tonight, that we can cling to you and rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. If you need the prayers of the congregation because anxiety has been a real problem in your life and you need the help, please, nothing would give us greater joy than to help in every way that we can. Would you come right now while we stand and while we sing?